go straight over to Greg in Omaha, listening to KVSS Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Greg. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question has to do with, you know, our belief as Catholics in terms of the bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Christ and consecration, and then we receive Holy Communion with, you know, receive the body of Christ, or this is the body of Christ. I was recently at a service in which an Episcopal priest was distributing communion and said, the body of Christ, bread from heaven. And I thought that was a little bit misleading, and I just wanted to know what your impression was of that.
Okay. So for us as Catholics, when we receive the Eucharist, we are receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He comes to us in the Eucharist because of what he did at the Last Supper, fulfilling what he talked about in John chapter 6, giving us his body, his blood, through the signs or the symbols of bread and wine. For us as Catholics, the bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood, soul, divinity of Christ through transubstantiation. So even though it may look like bread, it may look like wine, it tastes like bread and wine, the accidents remain, but the substance of what that is no longer bread and wine, is the body and blood, soul, divinity of Jesus. That happens because of the proper, again, in order for a sacrament to be valid, it has to be matter and form. So the matter for us in the Western Rite is different in the East, but in the West we use unleavened bread and wine that's made from grapes. And the priest must say the word. So that's the matter, is the bread and the wine. The form has to be a validly ordained priest in the Catholic Church. So, again, coming down through apostolic succession from St. Peter, who ordained other bishops, who ordained priests, all the way down an unbroken line of succession, all the way down to today, validly ordained priests must say the words of Jesus. In fact, in the Roman Missal, the words of Jesus – at the institution narrative, are in capital letters. So he must say the words that Jesus said, or else there's no Eucharist. If there's a defect in matter or form, there is no Eucharist. Jesus is not present there. But because all of that, because we have valid matter, valid form, valid ordained priest, he says the word, Jesus says, we have everything correct. When we go to distribute communion, the priest then says, the body of Christ, because that is what exactly we're receiving, the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus. So you said the body of Christ. Now, for our Protestant brothers and sisters who do not have valid orders, obviously what they're receiving is not truly the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus. Depending on what denomination you were, well, Episcopal, you know, they believe in transignification, that during the ceremony itself, the bread and the wine symbolically represent Jesus Christ, but then afterwards it becomes bread and wine again. So while they're distributing, they can say the body of Christ. They can say whatever they want. That doesn't mean that what you are actually receiving is the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus. In fact, as a Catholic, you should not be receiving the elements of bread and wine or at any other ceremony outside of the Catholic Church. I hope that helps.
Does that help, Greg?
Yes, thank you. That clarifies it.